Sans plus tarder, je présente Chancelin.
I understood the last part. And I understood t-shirts. Discompat.
If anybody needs a translation, let me know.
Yes. I figure you were catering to the majority of the audience. How's everybody doing?
It's good.
It's good to be back in Montreal. Zeke is the one venue who challenges me to write set lists in advance. I usually just wing it out of laziness and or artistic inspiration in the moment. And it's always interesting when you're trying to put a good portion of your repertoire into a single set and how you define it. I played sets that have been chronological, sort of the songs in the order that I wrote them and where that comes from. And I think that last time I was here, are you translating? Should I pause the translation? I think the last time I was here, it was a play in two acts. It was despair and hope, I think, was the way that it got divided. And perhaps out of laziness this time as well, or a bizarre experimentation, and the last minute forcing me to come up with this, I put all my songs in alphabetical order to see what might happen. I haven't really even analyzed it. We'll see what happens. Unfortunately, the beginning and the end, the set winds up being bookmarked or bookended by me at my most immature. So we're gonna start with this song, which is called American Sweet Gorilla. Well, I used to think that she was really spunky. She was as cute as a little old world monkey. But evolution turned her into a killer mom. She used to be my sweet little girl. Now she's a sweet gorilla. And my American sweet gorilla. Big surprise, she gonna rip open your ribs and tear out your insides. And when she eats your heart, she gonna make you cry. Oh, she used to be my girl exclusively. Now she eats bananas off of every tree. And she ain't gonna stop until she gets her fill. American sweet gorilla. Well, I thought we'd last forever. I must have been wrong. That's why I'm stuck here singing this stupid song. I thought my love would tame her, but before too long, she broke my heart again. She turned it to King Kong. Tender mind. She was a sweet, sweet child. I had to let her back out to the wild. Child though I might have, I could not resist her. When I see my missing leg, you know I know that I miss her. And the claw marks on my chest bring back memories still of memories of a sweet little girl. A sweet gorilla will know my American sweet gorilla.
Woo!
But on account of the language barrier, that might be the most emotional, heartfelt, profound thing you've ever heard. So we have that in our favor. If you want to translate, it's about a girl turning into a gorilla.
Gorilla?
Yeah, I'm on. That was America's Sweet Gorilla. This is anonymous love song. Bit of a change of pace.
You're out there waiting, you're out there,
this to. You're singing for me just like I sing for you. Sing for you. Franco or Anglo?
Anglo.
Anglo. Okay, no, you're balancing the scales. Let's see. There's also the very charming and atypical opportunity at Zeke's to play unplugged, which makes things pretty, changes vocals up, makes it all pretty beautiful and intimate and organic. Quiet. It makes me very conscious of creaking floors and the warning to not stomp my feet too heavily, which is hard for me because given no microphone holding me in place, I tend to dance and move around a lot. Try to be disciplined. This song is kind of new. I don't remember if I had it last time I was here. Unpack your baggage, release, share the weight. I know that the world seems so savage today. But we'll unload each piece and unfold bit by bit. I wanna be told all the last of the shit. Just being nice to hold you where you tell me in. Just to show you the world's got more beauty than that. When you unpack your baggage, then you unlock the latch. And adventure, I respect the damage my match. Lay out its wreckage on carpeted floor. Place all the remnants to their own proper drawers. Then we'll cry and I'll kiss you till there ain't any more. Am I wrong to suggest that's what lovers are for? See where the cards fall, because it gets a good mix-up of broken-hearted love songs and other songs. There's a lot of broken-hearted love songs in there. I did this show out in Portland, a radio show. No, it wasn't on Portland. It was somewhere south of Tacoma, Washington. I don't really remember, but it was called The Magic 8-Ball. And you, like an 8-ball, where you ask it a question and you shake it up and see what the synchronous fates dictate. It was a musical theme where they had a live guest and then they also picked songs at random But you would pick 8 of your songs, and you would number them, and callers would call in asking about their most profound, deepest, darkest questions about what they should do in their life, and then they would pick a number, and then you would play the song corresponding to that number, and then you would have a discussion with the caller and the host and yourself wherein you would point out why that song affects that particular person's path, or how it affects their path and what they should do. So this is divination through music. So this is kind of similar because it's random. So if anyone wants to throw out, you know, this could be a string session as well. Normally it's a string session for me because I vent all my woes on you, but if you want to ask questions, we can discuss. His next song is called Coffee Shop. I'm a coffee shop connoisseur. I'll talk about that afterwards. I tend to talk a lot.
Makes me cry. Sitting alone in a coffee shop. But old man would order a roast beef online, slurping the last of his onions up. Another's enraged at the stock market's low. He just won't spare a dime on these overpriced lunches. The pace of the city seems to settle in slow. It's passed by his back from Moon Granny Smith crunches. A middle-aged couple nesting on a bed, and their lake ice cream cones with the saddest of faces, and the rain clouds rolling. The city gets drenched. The storm is indifferent to the scenes. Still an elderly man, he gets on one knee to tie. He unloosened off his wife's shoestring up. A lot of poets would make me cry. Sitting alone in a coffee.
Falls last, if at all. So, it's my thank you song. So, thank you for being here. It's also art gallery appropriate because it's about colors. It's about an inability to express. Well, there's no. These are dark colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. An inability to sort of express emotion. In all varieties, but more in an appreciative variety and in a continuous adventure of life and wishing that words could be replaced by colors in their place. Replaced by colors in their... I wish that that came out in teal instead of redundantly in English. Here we go. Mauve. Maybe. Mm-hmm.
ever been too good with words. And I only know about 10 chords. The expression on my face, you say it's hard to figure out. Wish there was some other way to say things I want to say when I open up my mouth. Yeah. Only colors could come out. Crayola box could be my soul. Colors breathe, the words with charcoal of the black and white cliches burn all together, all too vague. Am sufficient for to tell you how my heart explodes both then and now. Effervescent feelings that no poet could portray. You see, I've never been so good with words, and I only know about 10 chords. The expression on my face. Say it's hard to figure out. I wish there was some other way to say the things I want to say when I open up my mouth. Yeah. Only colors could come out. All the way I feel, all my hopes and dreams, in the great steel, and in gratitude for those who have been there on my way. Would be perhaps the deepest blue, instinctively. In a perfect hue, just pouring off my lips in ways the words could never say. When all is said and done, I need to just say the words I can. After all, my tongue is black, not a paintbrush, not a crayon, but only if these words I sing need not be said, just spoken for in crimson red in the palette of my mouth. Tried to sit and write this song, but the heart of me, it just comes out wrong. So maybe then I find some way to paint my love for you. You see, I've never been too good with words, and I only know about 10 chords. Expression on my face, you say it's hard to figure out. I unless there was another way to say the things I want to say when I open my mouth. Only colors, if only colors could come out. How's everybody doing? I promise that it builds. Obviously, a lot of my slower songs start with letters early in the alphabet. I'm concerned for the state of my country. I'm concerned for the state of my world. I'm concerned for the state of the union between me and my non-union girl. I'm concerned for my state of dependence. I still depend on my state of concern. Even ever there is reaching transcendence to some state where I ain't getting burned.
The one that was on the radio yesterday?
Here's an interesting thing. I have Debt and Deja Vu. Deja Vu was on the radio yesterday. I call the song Debt, though it also is in parentheses, even so.
I don't know.
Because I was debating whether I put it in the E category or the D category.
Go for the Debt and then go for Deja Vu.
No. I'm going to make an E because actually they're similar vibes. So we'll mix it up. It's the alternate title clause, which allows me some room to breathe. It's Deja Vu. Days at a 10. Yeah, I'll be a downsize for your trophy boyfriend. Was a bit of hope that you might transcend, Lord. Yet again, this all it comes to an end now. I'm back where I started, just a bit broken hearted, but that'll do. It's nothing new, it's just a deja. It's the old, it's just a deja. It's the get the deja. It's the deja, it's just the deja, it's the deja vu. Girl like you alone, go to less of town. Don't make no difference, I won't tread on my gravel. He's baked with cement. His signposts are clear, you're gonna drive down his road just to leave me in your mirror. Every shiny new car, he's riding as smooth as lights are him. I'm a road in the woods. Damn biggest joker that I do. For me, for you, it's just a day job. It's all off, just a day job. It's just an all night. It's the day, it's the day, it's the day. Give it to me, child. Oh, oh. Oh, no, 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 no. That was a song that I'm working on about joie de vie. There were others. Call them out. Call them out as you hear them. I don't have any songs about my car.
Quit shooting.
Yes? Baby? I say baby.
Baby?
How the chest?
Let's see.
This is a dirge. It's a little quiet.
Dirge.
Like a funeral song, like a sad, like a dirge. Is there an equivalent?
Don't think so.
It's a cappella, hence the guitar, Johnny Cash, guitar string around the back. And it will require me to stand still as to not creak the floorboards. So.
My soul ain't safe inside your hands. And I'd hope you'd be the promised land. But to fight for love ain't worth a fuss. 'Cause there is no more me left in us. No, there is no more me left in us. Well, they tried things twice till entropy. Well, it took its course and erased me. And I lost my voice and you my trust. Now there is no more me left in us. Well, I not some sculptor's granite black, my edge is dull. I said my edge is dull and carved in rock. But for now, for you, I just pretend I will surrender till we reach the end. And I love you still. But it's a bust. There's no more me left. No, there is no more me. There's just no more me left. And
time for recording purposes.
Fine.
Good. This is a 22 song set list. So. No order is taken into account on account of alphabetical arrangement, so it's just split down the middle.
Something like that. Let you know when you're going on.
Okay. Now we get really folky. This is the folkiest song I have. It's a 7-minute storytelling song. We can take pauses for translations and make it 13-minute story, 14-minute storytelling. It's my ode to the open mic as an institution. As you travel the country and you travel the world, you find open mics pretty much everywhere you go, and these fantastic communities sprout up around them, these artistic communities, and it's how I make friends when I go to a place I've never been. It's the first stop, the open mic, kindred spirits, kindred souls. It's both a breeding ground for bright new talent, and a playground for pure and raw passion. In its purest and rawest forms at times, And this is about the latter and not the former so much. It's about a man named Festus. It goes like this.
Festus lived alone in his middle age. His house hardly a home. His heart were like a cage, but music seemed to hold a key. He longed to turn the lock. Still, his mind was like a child, so the door was often blocked. Still, each week he'd venture to a local coffee shop. It opened its doors and opened a mic to the dreamers who wanted a shot. Silent range as did the ages, from overeager amateurs to long since retired sages. Some who never shone too much, some shine still, and those who might have had a chance, but somewhere lost the will, turned their passion to a hobby as they chose a simpler life. Steady job, sturdy home, two kids and a wife. Not that I'm knocking that life for love, 'cause then there was Festus with none of the above. There's certain weeds I've seen that look like flowers, nonetheless they are unwanted and get pulled. With awkward grace they briefly paint the garden, misplaced passion growing beautifully, beautifully. Though his hair had silver streaks, and both his eyes walked upon Crow's Creek, music made him young. He looked like a Native American boy, and he clapped like a monkey wound up a toy. Time a song was sung, but never had he graced the stage. His eagerness increased with age. He knew his time had come. For his father had left him an old book of chords. Its pages were frayed. Time had washed out its words. He had no guitar. An old boy can wish, diligently decipher the book's hieroglyphs, and practice the fingering sharps on his broom through his old 9-to-5 janitorial gloom. And that job paid for all of life's expenses, but every week he would deposit in a jar, a single dollar till the dream commences. And he had saved enough for it to buy a used guitar. It was 2 long years of saving, the time was coming soon. The pawn shop owner gave a beat, leaving, taught him how to tune. He never fully nailed that down. A songwriter in a student hair, it was ready to be served. And though he lacked the music, he already had some words. It was 4 whole months of writing and another 4 to get the nerve. He was a novice at the age of 55. I know it sounds absurd. Well, the faithful night arrived at last when Festus stepped up on the stage, blinded by the small footlight peering out his cage. The coffee shop was quiet, the audience a friendly flock. Festus strummed one muffled chord like He was reaching for the light. There's certain weeds I've seen that look like flowers. Nonetheless, they're unwanted. Get pulled with upper grace, they briefly paint the garden. They misplaced passion going. Beautiful, yes, beautiful. To its close, the silent, awkward pause, and it took more than just a second before the reckless applause. But one said it, and then the next, Festus opened up his eyes, and the clapping grew in volume like some consolation prize. Still, they all whispered stifled comments like, well, that's the price you pay for an open mic. But no one dared let out a boo, they just clapped on, and he clapped too, and an all too nervous smile grew. But the Festus, they all knew, withdrew. He hissed away with a smile, thank you, that it sounded like, I'm sorry, too. Festus never played again, but I see him every week, sitting right against the stage, just a little bit more meek. The song surely gets remembered, cause it surely was unique, and an ounce of pride from deep inside. Well, it sometimes hides it. A shameful streak.
You don't understand that at all? Because you look so sad.
Sorry.
Okay, I got a happy one before we take a break. Everyone doing good?
Yeah.
Beers, waters, beers, wines. Here we go. This is the happiest love song I ever wrote. It's funny because I wrote it in the middle of an international long-distance relationship, in the middle of a 7-month period where we didn't see each other, so. Funny. What a great, it's happy songs. Thank you.
Oh, tight, tight casting. You're just perfectly you. I'm happy as it be me. And I guess that's the way that it's just supposed to be. And the problems I came, they broadcasted more. But I pray and maintain that you please, child. Oh, oh. I didn't feel pain. I didn't feel pain. Oh, no, no. Mama, don't you, mama, don't you cry. Oh, mama, don't you cry. Because even a dark cloud has sun up above.
Clapping in French? To the beat? Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Thank you very much.